The news signals a big change since insurance rates have been going up by about 10% in recent years. Vince Playmel is with the Colorado Division of Insurance, which this week gave insurance companies the green light on lower premiums.
We're happy to see that, but we're going to encourage people. These are averages. They represent higher and lower numbers, and people should always take a look at the particulars for the plans they are considering, you know, for their age, for their in their area.
For people who bought health insurance through Connect for Health, the statewide exchange, rates will be available on the exchange website. For others, it's best to contact an insurance carrier directly to find out how much a premium will be next year.
This is a really positive signal. I don't think we want to get ahead of ourselves, but it's certainly something that we want to continue to watch.
Adela Flores-Brennan is executive director for the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative, a nonprofit dedicated to affordable health care. She says state insurance officials did a good job of tackling a thorny issue. Because of the way the state had designated rate pricing regions in Colorado, insurance prices in the Roaring Fork Valley and other mountain areas have been much higher compared to the rest of Colorado.
The division took steps to reach out to consumers and to redo the rating areas in some of the more expensive areas of the state, and it looks like there will be reductions in those rates.
While insurance officials acknowledge that might be true, spokesman Vince Playmel says a more critical reason is the cost of health care. That includes, say, the lease for a doctor's office or how much medical providers get paid by insurance companies for patient visits and more. A big reason health insurance rates have gone down is that insurance companies have bargained for lower payments to doctors, nurses, and other medical providers for taking care of a patient.
Two health insurance companies in particular, Anthem and the Colorado Health Insurance Cooperative, Colorado Health Op, went into those areas, especially the mountain areas I know, and tried to sit down at the table with providers, doctors, hospitals in those areas to talk about their contracted rates and develop something, work towards developing a more affordable product.
As of yesterday afternoon, Aspen Valley Hospital had not responded to a request about whether their services will be reimbursed for less by insurance companies. A spokeswoman for Valley View Hospital in Glenwood Springs says they have not accepted lower prices from insurance companies, but administrators believe they've done a good job making sure patients can afford care, especially heart, brain, spine, and cancer treatment. As for insurance rates, state officials tried to make it possible for residents to review rates before they were approved, but a confusing and flawed website made that impossible in some cases. Officials promise improvements for next year. For now, residents are encouraged to shop around if their rates for next year go up too high. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.